Good evening. Today is the Monday, June the 17th, and I've been wanting to do a second episode of this podcast that I'm still trying to find a name for it. And I don't have I haven't come up with something yet. What I do have, though, however, is an email address for any suggestions, comments, criticisms, rants, anything you want to send my way. I'm willing to read it. I don't know that I'll respond, but I will definitely read it. It's 9:58 p.m. in Chicago. Well, in Waukegan, because I live in Waukegan, Illinois. And I'm waiting for my sourdough starter to get his shit together so I can make bread or dough for my event coming up. As you may well, as I told in the past podcast, episode one, I am vegan, but what I didn't mention is that I also have a business, a vegan business. And I make bread and other stuff. But I use sourdough, which is a natural fermentation process, and it takes a little longer than dry yeast, like the one you find at the store that says like double acting or guaranteed to rise in 1 hour, something like that. Well, this one is not guaranteed. It takes longer. I think it's been rising for the past 10 hours or so, but it's been cold today. The wild yeast takes a little longer when it's cold. But I was cooking, so hopefully it will rise within an hour or so. Hopefully by the time I'm done with this podcast, it'll be ready. So I have some free time, like 1 hour, and so I decided to make a second podcast. Tonight, it came up to my mind that I like to write sometimes. I haven't written in a couple of years, maybe, but I used to write a lot before. And I found some poems that I wrote, and I figured, why not share it on the podcast? So I'm trying to find one that's not too emo or too sad, because I guess at that time I was very sad for some reason, and most of the poems are sad. Very sad. But there's, I mean, within the sadness, there's, they're pretty. I mean, I like them. I don't know. I guess it all depends on what people like. and some of them are written in Spanish too. But I also write in English. And I have some of those. I like this one, but it's very sad. But I might read it. I'm going to read it. So, this one I wrote in October the 3rd of 2014. So that was like, what, 5 years ago. Wow, crazy. And the poem is named Dry. I wrote it. So, let me begin. Dry inside. Dry is the sink. Dry is the pot where coffee was made. Empty is the bed. Empty is one spot in the bed. The sheets have not been washed. The pillows look abandoned by my side. Blurry is the pen with which I write. Blurry is the thought of the love I feel inside. Lonely is the house where we used to laugh. Dirty the coffee mugs still on the table. My hands find no solace. They can't touch your arms. They can't go below your waist. They can't touch your chest. They can't touch your face. My eyes are dry. Water has been pouring through the night. I left the window open to remind me of your sight. To watch the yellow flowers, they haven't been watered. I will let them die. Autumn is coming, a season for harvest, a season for bounty, yet I have none inside. All I have is dry leaves, dry eyes, dry coffee mugs. Dry are the pots. Dry is my heart. It powered all night. The moon will shine, but not your eyes. And that's it. Funny that the last sentence is about the moon, and tonight is full moon. June the 17th.
Préstame tu máquina del tiempo, pues siempre te veo muy feliz. No seas egoísta, presta el cuento para así poderlo compartir. Préstame tu máquina del tiempo, también por ahí quiero viajar, conocer el cielo y el infierno. En tu compañía aeronaval, disparado hacia el cielo rumbo a Andrómeda, vagando por el infinito voy. Fastidiado de la guerra y la explotación, y una historia circular de vicio y corrupción. Préstame tu máquina del tiempo, quiero conocer la eternidad, saludar de manos a lo nuevo y perderme en una extraña edad. Sí, préstame tu máquina del tiempo, que al cabo tú ni la vas a usar. Sé que tienes miedo a disolverte y perder tu extraña identidad.
hacia el cielo, rumbo a Andrómeda, vagando por el infinito voy. Fastidiado de la guerra y la explotación, y una historia circular de vicio y corrupción. Préstame tu máquina del tiempo, sí. Préstame tu máquina del tiempo. Oh, oh. Presta, presta tu máquina del tiempo. Sí, sí. Ya me voy para otra dimensión llena de smog. Wow, 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 wow. Ahí nos vemos luego. Ahí nos vemos luego bajo el sol. Ahí nos vemos luego bajo el sol, sí. Ahí nos vemos luego bajo el sol. Se despide de ustedes. Su amigo el Rodrigo. Wow, 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 wow. Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. Gracias, muy amables. Gracias por haber estado aquí.
So, as many, well, whoever's listening to this, I talk like you said, as if I have, you know, thousands of listeners. So whoever is listening to this, you probably have noticed that I play music, because I love music, all kinds, all genres. From classical to, I don't know, electronic. I love all types of music. I like film. It's a beautiful art. And I think it is just like something so beautiful, you know. I would say it's one of the best things that we've done as humans in the world, you know, to be able to create music. It's just amazing, you know. Having said that, I listen to music every day. I don't think I could be alive without music. It's very important to me. I play it at night, in the morning, during work, when I shower. You know, at all moments, I listen to music. It helps me get through life, you know. And there's like styles that I listen to depending on the like the mood I'm in. Also, if I'm trying to get work done, you know, it's more upbeat. Whereas if I'm just relaxing, you know, I like it more, you know, well, relaxing. Like bossa nova, you know, or classical, or I don't know, like many types of music I like. But yeah, that's the I won't be hearing a lot of at least one track on every episode that I make for this podcast. You just listen to a guy that I admire a lot because of his genius when it came to music. His name is Rodrigo González, and he was from Tampico, Tamaulipas in Mexico. But he moved to the city, like many people did, and probably still do, you know, because in the cities there's more opportunities for people to find jobs, you know, and just to get ahead in life, I guess. So he moved to Mexico City from his hometown of Tamaulipas, Tampico. And he made a career in music in Mexico. He started singing in, like, on the street, like a street musician, you know. And then eventually he made it out to record a CD, or back then it was I think a cassette, yeah. Because he died the big earthquake that happened in Mexico in 1985. But he left like one completed album, and then after he passed away, they released like another three albums with recordings that he made. He has beautiful, like, if anyone speaks Spanish and can listen to the lyrics, you know, they're very beautiful, very poetic. So I really love his music. I really like that song too. So yeah, I also have an email which I mentioned in the first segment of this episode, but I didn't give the email. So you can email me at Narvaez, which is my last name, N as in Nancy, A R V as in Victor, A E as in elephant, Z as in zebra, home, HOME, at gmail.com. You can send me any complaints, you know, there. If you have any, I will read them there. Questions, concerns, you know. Tell me what you think. No man is an island, like they say. So, yeah, send me an email. This is probably random, but today I went to return some glasses that I just got a week ago, and I returned them because I was seeing things like in 3D, which was really weird. And so I was afraid I was going to hit something or someone, you know, driving around. So I went to return them to the place where I got them, and I don't know, it made me think about reality and also our interpretation of it, and how, like, for instance, when it comes to the eyes, you know, which we used to see to perceive light, how light comes through the eye, and then that light that we perceive through our eyes goes behind the eyes through, like, what are they called? Like sensors, I would say. Mini sensors that interpret what we're seeing, you know? And these cells, sensors, they send that information to our brain, and the brain is the one that tells us, oh, you're seeing a tree, you're seeing a rock, you're seeing a bird flying, all based on, like, past information that we have acquired through time, You know, because, like, I don't know, who can say when was the first time that they saw a bird flying, you know? Like, when you're a kid, like, let's say you're 2 years old or three, and then you see a bird, like, you don't know what it is. You just, like, see it, and then, like, whoever's taking care of you, they tell you, oh, look, look, Johnny, or Pancho, or whatever name you got, Maria, you know? Look, there's a bird over there. And then, so in a way, they train you to interpret that what you're seeing is a bird, but you don't really know. There's just a consensus of things that we have established. Like anything with leaves and that grows from the ground, and we call them trees. But, I mean, we could call them anything else. And so the same happens with, I don't know, like, a dog. You can call a dog, who call a dog a dog, you know? We call things based on a consensus of information that we have as a society. And how fragile that is, you know, like, because I have bad sight. So when we can't see properly, we need glasses to see that information that we need to see in order to function, you know, like to go to work, you know, do things like that. So I don't know, it's just kind of weird for me to imagine how we as humans, we see light that's given by the sun, you know? And in the sun, there's atomic reactions, explosions, that make the sun give energy. And then the sun is like millions of years away from here, from Earth. And so that light that we see, it's old. I think the delay of the time that the light left the sun and then it finally hits the Earth is like 6 or 7 minutes. So by the time we actually see the light, it's old. So it happened like 7 minutes ago. It's crazy, isn't it? I don't know. That stuff always makes me it amazes me. And I don't know, I guess it reminds me that I need to keep things in perspective, you know? That life maybe shouldn't be taken too seriously sometimes. I don't know. It's just my idea that came to mind, you know, with my issue of my glasses. How light is being distorted in my eyes in a way that impedes for me to function, you know? So I need to... They're going to make me some new ones. And hopefully the light that will come through my eyes will be interpreted by my brain in a better way so that I can keep doing what I do. It's funny. Well, yeah. So, to conclude this episode number 2 of the Chunky Humanoid podcast so far. So far, that's what I got as a name. It's very random. This episode is very random. We started with poetry, then music, then explanation about the music. And then my issue with my glasses, And so now I want to conclude the episode with I want people to suggest anything they may want me to talk about or touch. People who know me, who don't know me, where are you listening from? Why are you listening to this? I often think that people who do podcasts, because I actually have listened to a lot of podcasts in my life, you know. I'm a big fan. And so, like, I would say, like, my favorite podcasts are Resound. It's a good, really good podcast. If you haven't heard it, go look for it. It's really, really good. Resound. Another one that I like is Radiolab. It's very cool, that one. Which other one I like? There's this one where they give stories. I forgot the name of it. I don't know. It will come to mind later. But yeah, check out those two. Those are really good. Resound and what else did I say? Resound. And I don't know. Well, listen to the recording. Sorry, my memory sometimes is not the best. I tend to get distracted really easily. And so, like, if I'm saying, like, something in a sentence, like, by the time I'm done with that sentence, I'm already thinking something else. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I'm making this podcast, because I have a lot of ideas and I just don't know how to express them or record them or just make use of them, you know? So maybe someone will use them out there in the future. So that's a good thing, I guess. Yeah, if you have any like suggestions, questions about veganism, about baking, I love baking too, especially if it's sourdough. Anything that has to do with bread, I love. I love to bake. My favorite thing to bake is bread. Every time I make a loaf, it's different. It's like a new experience, and I love it. I think I fell in love with bread. I also was thinking about love, you know. I want to discuss the subject of love, but that's probably going to be one of the following episodes coming up. Another thing I want to talk about is authenticity when it comes to humans, you know, like, are you an authentic person, you know? Another subject I want to talk about in the future is happiness. I want to touch the subject of Mexicans. What is a Mexican, you know? People, there's a lot of stereotypes, but I want to give my take on it, you know? Veganism. I want to touch the subject on veganism, you know, like what it means to me. How do I see the movement, you know, the different differences that separates some vegans from others, you know, because there are differences and there are divisions too, just like in any other movement. Pets. I have 3 pets, by the way, that I love. My favorite one, his name is Apollo. Apollo, like the Greek god. The second one, his name is Francisco. Francis, we call him Francis for short. And the third one, who's the smallest one, I found on the street. He looked like a hobo. he looked like a hobo Rastafari. He had dreadlocks everywhere. Because I guess he had been out like for so long on the streets. That, you know, he's a Shih Tzu. So Shih Tzus don't shed their hair. instead it grows. But it, if it doesn't get like trimmed, you know, like if he doesn't get a haircut, it just keeps growing until like it entangles itself, and then they become dreadlocks. So it was a Shih Tzu Rastafari that I found on the street. But he's so funny. He's old. He's 10 years old. They just told us at the vet. And I just want to give him, I don't know, whatever years he has left of, I want to give him the best I can. But I hope you like this podcast, the second episode. Have a great night. Today is full moon. They say full moons bring craziness as far as like people get emotional. Who knows? Who am I to judge? Have a great night. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.
Es que te quedes junto a mí, porque no puedo, ya no puedo estar sin ti. Era mayo, y algo extraño puedo ver. ¿Qué puede ser? Quizás ya no me quieres tanto, tanto como ayer. Oh no, mi amor. Poco y verás que no solo son promesas, mira mi reina, estoy aquí cantándote una pieza. No te vayas.